The LePage administration has decided to comply with a court order that will release more than $1 million in public campaign funds the governor attempted to block. But a last-minute bureaucratic maneuver by the administration threatens to delay payments to some qualifying candidates. Steve Missler has more.
The administration had until 5 p.m. Tuesday to either comply with Superior Court Judge William Stokes' order or to seek an appeal with the Maine Supreme Judicial Court. By Tuesday morning, the LePage administration made it clear that it would not challenge Stokes' order. Instead, the administration took a bureaucratic step that some described as retributive. It notified the Maine Ethics Commission, the agency that administers the Maine Clean Election Program, that it was free to access the blocked funds. But it also said that the state finance department would not help the commission process the payments, as it typically does. And that created a big problem, according to Bob Howe, an attorney for Maine Citizens for Clean Elections.
It appears that the LePage administration decided they would lose on appeal, but they seem to be dragging their feet in other ways.
Howe's group is the one that sued the LePage administration when the governor tried to single-handedly block funds to over 120 legislative candidates and one gubernatorial hopeful. The group prevailed after the judge declared that the governor can't block funds from flowing from the Maine Clean Elections program by simply refusing to sign routine financial orders. But the LePage administration's sudden decision to turn over all finance functions to an ethics commission with neither the authorization nor the staff to dispense the funds raised the prospects of more delays and potentially another legal challenge. According to Howe, attorneys from his group called the governor's lawyers to see if the administration planned to comply with the order. And shortly thereafter, the governor's office released a statement. The finance department was indeed helping the commission process the clean election payments. Once again, here's Howe.
After some initial foot-dragging, appears the LePage administration now be willing to comply with the order and help get the checks distributed soon.
At airtime, it was unclear if all the payments were sent to the qualifying candidates by the court order deadline. But in a statement, Paul Lavin, the deputy director of the Ethics Commission, said the administration's last-minute move to strip his agency of finance operations support could have a big impact on a seven-person agency that not only administers the Clean Election Program, but is also responsible for enforcing Maine election laws. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.